We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to the Notion Club.
Let's not start the show off that mean to one another. And when I say one another, I mean me.
No, you got a chin.
Sort of, huh? Kind of got a chin, sort of got lips.
I have too much of everything.
I do have eyes, though. That is the one thing that saves me.
Mm-hmm. You have nice eyes, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, because when you wear the glasses, the eyes actually, yours change color, too.
Yeah.
Mine changes color also.
I think it's because we both have sort of green eyes.
Yeah, because mine's like hazel, but it changes. And sometimes I'll get a red ring in the middle when I'm crazy.
Yeah.
No.
When you go full vampire.
I didn't realize yours changed also.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, there are times where they'll look more brown. And then there are times where they'll look more like sharp green. Okay. And then like if I go in direct light, it's like super kaleidoscopy. Like usually people comment on my eyes when I'm in like direct sunlight. They're like, what color are your eyes?
Yeah, I think that's what mine, because people used to tell me growing up I have cat eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, because they kind of get weird, you know.
Because you have that slit down the middle. They're like,
wish. If there was an animal's eye that you could have, which would it be?
Probably like an eagle or a lion, because those are like the closest to like your eye. I would love to have eagle eyes because you could just like see.
Okay. I guess I was looking at. What does an eagle eye look like? Because like when you said to slit down the middle, see, I was wondering if you don't want to slit down the middle or
no,
like dog eyes are. It seems like they're pure black. I don't know.
Well, dog eyes are the same thing. You know what eyes are the creepiest? As a sidebar to this, goats.
Yeah,
goats have the creepiest. Goats.
Oh, I am.
Goat eyes are like. I mean, ugh. Have you ever run into a human who has like goat eyes? Because it can happen. No.
I'm guessing they'd be, would that be sexy or?
No, it's terrifying. No, right, it's really scary.
At eyes right now. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of crazy eyes out there in the animal world.
I'm weird about eyes. That's like one of the things. Like, I don't think I would enjoy walking around a world where everybody could have like weirdo eyes. Like, I think it'd be really triggering for me.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I would have a whole lot of trouble making eye contact with people.
I think everybody would.
Be like,
eagle eyes have a gold ring around it. Cool. Oh, I can see that in your head right now. That would be trippy.
Ooh.
Okay. I guess I would want the slit down the middle.
You would?
Yeah, just to weird people out. I mean, or maybe the slit on the side. Is there an animal with a side slit? That would be crazy.
Yes, those are goat. Look up goat eyes. Goat eyes are terrifying. Goat eyes?
Okay.
Goat eyes are absolutely terrifying. They have the weirdest. I don't know how it works. I don't know. I think God was like in the.
They do have slits.
They're terrifying. And it's the other way. It's not up and down. It's across. It's horizontal. And then there's like a bulb in the middle. Like it's so.
Oh my. Yeah, that's.
Like
that's
God
bizarre.
Was really like, let's play around. Let's see if we can get all of the shapes and colors going on with this guy. Yeah, goats are really upsetting. And I don't know any other animals that have that.
No, I don't
like
either.
I think goats, please reach out bpscrasher.com at gmail.com. Let me know. But as far as I know, goats are the only animal that have those scary eyes.
Well, they also have awful teeth.
They make terrifying noises. Have you seen that new commercial where somebody moves into a house and all of a sudden there's like a goat farm right next door and it sounds like kids screaming?
People love goats.
And it's like some commercial for homeowner insurance. I don't know what it is. I just saw it because it gets your attention because it really is our goats screaming.
Yeah.
And they're like, do your research before you move in. I mean, it's like one of those commercials and it is. Just they look out the window and there are all these goats like,
Oh.
I mean, I think back on it now. I can't remember what we talked about. I think it was when we were talking about apartments, like a couple episodes back. And I remembered, I was like, God, those landlords and those neighbors must have thrown a party when I moved out. Like, they must have celebrated me leaving the building because I threw parties all the time. Okay. And they were like Tuesday nights, you know what I mean? Like, you'd come home and you'd be like, come on over, pick up some beer and come on over to my house, and just blaring music, people coming in and out. You know, it's an apartment building, so people walking up and down the stairs, clunk, 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 clunk. Mole! Mole, let me in.
What'd you guys do at your party, Mole?
Mole, let me in. What did we do at our parties?
Drink and hang out, or you play games, or I don't know what people do anymore.
I mean, you'd have anywhere from like 5 to 30 people, you know, like you'd get done with the show and the bar would close and you'd be like, you know what? We're having so much fun and we're making such good decisions. We should keep drinking at my place.
The after hours deal.
Yeah. That was the thing. So that's why, like, at one point the neighbor came and knocked and I felt bad because she's like, you know, I'm a nurse. And I was like, sorry. They did not tell me that when I moved in.
I love it. That's how she starts it. You know, I'm a nurse.
You know, I'm a nurse. And I was like, I don't think we need a nurse right now, but let me check. Like, there might be some alcohol poisoning in like an hour.
Yeah.
We could use your skills.
Yeah, oh, I tormented neighbors all the time. I mean, that's what we did. You know, that was just the way it goes. But I think now people are I don't even know who has parties anymore. But I mean, then again, I don't hang with that type of group. It'd be weird if at my age, people
it
were
still
having
happens.
After hours parties still.
Yeah. I've been to after hours parties. Yeah, where with it gets adults, loud. Huh? And I'm sure the neighbors are like, really?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be moms? We're cool moms. I mean, haven't you ever seen bad moms? They have parties like that. That really does happen.
Well, yeah. I mean,
there's too many margaritas and a bunch of ladies. Book club gets a little crazy. I can get a little sideways. Are you a guy that walks into the room and says, what was I doing here?
Yeah.
You are?
I have done that before. And I stood there going, why did I come up here? Or why did I walk in here?
But, does Wylene do it too? Or is it just you?
I don't know. I never asked. Why do you not walk into a room and forget?
No, I do. Peter doesn't. I can't tell you. I drop off mid conversation. Like, I'll start a conversation and then I'll just drop it and he'll be like, and I'm like, oh, right. okay. So, and then the car hit a building. Ugh, I'm sorry. I completely forgot to finish that story.
So that's your brain going into the next conversation before you. So basically your mouth is trying to catch up with your brain.
Yeah, my brain's going all the time.
Yeah, mine too. So that's probably why I forget. Because I don't know if she does, if Wylene does. Grace,
maybe she
do
just
you?
Herself. Grace, do you walk into rooms and go, I don't know why I came in here? No,
she doesn't. Okay.
She's got a she's got a good brain.
Yeah, she Peter does.
Peter knows. Peter goes into he moves with intent. Okay. I think that's the difference. Is that I'm just constantly like flopsom, you know, like in just floating along, going what to the next thing, and he is determined. Like I am coming into the kitchen because I am getting a Coke. Where I'm like, why am I in the kitchen? Am I making dinner for people? Am I cleaning up from lunch? What am I doing? Oh my God. Should I clear out that drawer?
The same thing. If we lived together, it would be chaos.
It would be absolute chaos. We'd be constantly bumping into each other. Why are you here? I don't know. Why are you here? I don't know.
I can't walk in a room and not do something. Is that weird? Like, so if I walk into the kitchen, I have to do something. Like, I find myself putting away dishes or putting dishes in the dishwasher or wiping down stuff. I just have to do something. I don't know what it is. And ever since a surgery happened on my knee, it's even worse. So now I'm gimping around, getting stuff done like a dummy.
Sweet Eileen.
Yeah.
I would say, but knowing you for as long as I've known you, there is a part of you that has like.
Oh, thank you, Eileen.
Oh my God, just showed she brought up. You drinks?
Oh. No. She brought me this.
Ice cream? Wylene, nurse of the year. I didn't realize it was ice cream time at the nursing home.
It's National Ice Cream Day.
Should have told me I've got ice cream.
We'll get it.
I could have been eating it. I just got ice cream yesterday. I never get ice cream. You know that. Like I never, and I saw this and I was like, that looks delicious.
Well, I was going to,
what kind, what flavor is that?
This is like a chocolate brownie.
Okay.
Soft serve type deal. I was going to get a cone, right? And basically give it a rim job for you guys. But I thought that would be a.
Thank you, Wylene, for not letting him get a cone. Gross.
Yeah.
Sick. Wylene's like, really?
Uh-huh. So anyway.
Have you ever had a pedicure?
I get them all the time.
Pedicures? Yeah, I thought you got manicures.
No, I do both. That's Wylene and I's thing.
It's nice.
It is. I love them. So that's always been our thing. Is Wylene and I go get manicure pedicures, but since the employment has changed,
yes,
we have cut down. And poor sweet Wylene, because she'll go, do you want to go get it done? And I'm just like, well, it's not, you know, I don't want to spend the money on that. I mean, why don't you go, and then I'll just do my own here. Which is terrible because that just involves teeth.
Because apparently, you know. On your feet?
On my feet? You think I could have reflexes like that?
That's why I was like, what kind of reflexology are you? You're like, I'm chewing on my feet. Then you really should be washing the bottom of it. If you've got it in your mouth.
Anyway, I always get pedicures. I love them. They feel good. They massage you. I mean, I encourage every single dude out there to get it. I don't know why you have to be Iron Man. Cam, do you get your feet done? No, he doesn't. Okay. Cam's coming with. Cam's coming with.
I don't think Peter's ever had anybody touch his feet.
Really? Has he, have you asked him if he wants to give it a shot? Because it's great. Like you said, well, it's not just great for women. It's great for humans.
You know? Yes. If you have feet, it feels nice.
It's awesome. I get
it. Yeah. We all have feet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, so Pete, you don't know if he ever has. I mean, never. Unless you encourage, I'm sure.
I guarantee you without even hesitation, he has never had a manicure or a pedicure, period, full stop.
Okay. So he just clips them himself, obviously. Yes. Okay.
And he gets really annoyed when I move the clippers.
Okay.
I'm really bad about putting things back. Uh-huh. Just ask him, like, if I borrow a tool, he's like, where's the hammer? I'm like, sure, I put that back.
Yeah.
Are you saying I didn't put something back? That seems weird. Like, I'll leave, like, I'll sweep a room. And he'll come in and be like, well, obviously you swept in here because there is the broom.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Does the broom go away?
So when he
When
he clips his nails, how does, because my father used to clip them and just leave them on the, like in a pile.
No.
That's a guy thing.
He does not. He doesn't it's do that. Not a guy thing. He doesn't do that. He's a clean kept man.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying that sounds some people do. He does stuff like
wash the bottom of his feet.
Does he?
Cleans up after he shaves.
Are you sure?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
He washes the bottom of his feet.
Why wouldn't he?
Because I don't know, Molly.
Because you don't. And so therefore his unheard of. Cam agreed that he washes Cam the bottom of his feet.
Okay. All right. I'll start washing my feet. So
2 out of 3 humans on this show.
I have a loofah in that shower. That has never been used.
Great.
I have never used it. So
well, check with Wylene. She might be using it.
No, she left it in there for me. She uses the other bathroom to shower.
Wow, what a hint.
Yeah.
You haven't picked up on that yet?
Not till today.
She's like, I've left that loofah in there. Have you used it? And I don't think that was like a Molly, like, I left it in there because I forgot to put it away. I think that's a hint to you.
Okay.
That you could be a little bit better at cleaning yourself.
Yeah, okay. Because I was kind of, I've never used it on myself. I've used it on the, like, the shower walls. I just, you know. But I don't use it on myself. Now I know.
Honey, is this a scrubber? She's like, for your body. Yeah. It's a body scrubber.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. How'd we get here? Oh, yeah. Belly button. So you don't have to do your belly button thing at all. You don't look or clean it or anything like that. It's already.
I mean, I scrub my belly. I mean, and I just assume, like, I don't go.
Do you have an innie or an outie?
I've
never seen it. So it's inside. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is.
I know. I'm just clarifying. Okay. So how so deep is it?
Inside your body.
How deep is it?
It's not deep.
Okay, then you're fine. Mine's deep. Yeah. Mine's like not super deep, but it's probably
up to a knuckle,
half an inch.
Knuckle. How many knuckles goes out? How many knuckles? That's how you check.
Up to my knuckles.
So we're like knuckle deep.
Yeah. So you've never, okay, all right.
I have done that before. No. I mean, I have like cleaned out before.
Okay.
I mean, all right. It's like, but you use like a Q-tip or something like that. I'm not digging in with my finger.
See, I've done it with my fingernail. And here's the problem. If you get in there.
And you scratch. That's why you use a Q-tip.
Yeah. That's why you use a Q-tip. I'm doing it right now as we're speaking.
Or a loofah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't finger yourself over doing the show.
Right now, people, I'm fingering myself. And I found something. Oh my God, it's a class ring.
I'm so sorry. Please tell me you're wearing pants. I know you're seated. I'd ask you to stand, but I really don't want to find out. And I don't know if the audience does either.
Yeah, today is no pants day. And it's a holiday. No pants day. Yeah. And you know what? Fun fact here. The average American has 7 pairs of jeans.
Oh, easy.
Easy was right. I have jeans, but I don't wear jeans. I just recently got fit for a tux for Oliver's wedding coming up.
Yeah.
And the guy asked me what my waist size was, and I couldn't tell him because I don't even know if my other jeans fit. I haven't worn jeans in so long.
Did he measure you?
I had that moment of going, all I wear is sweatpants.
He's like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, because I was.
He's like, yep. I didn't think this was a one-off.
Yeah.
You seem like an elastic band, pant, comfortable guy. They just did a study about people who get the ick, which I think is mostly a female thing. Like, Gracie, do you know what it means to get the ick?
Yes. She does.
Okay. So a lot of times with girls, it happens on dates. Like some guy does something and it's like, you can't unsee it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like all of a sudden you are definitely an ick guy. Like where it'd be like somebody's eating a certain way. You're like, I can never, like, we're done. Like, I will never kiss you. I will never like you ever again. Like, I saw this and I can't unsee it. That's called getting the ick.
Okay. All right. So I get it then.
This new study was saying getting the ick is less about the person that you're getting the ick from and more of a comment on who you are as a person.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you might be like a bit of a narcissist or sort of like a perfectionist, or like there could be, if you're easily triggered all that often, it's probably not always the other person's fault.
Well,
like, it's
my,
like your own thing.
No, well, with my situation, I'm not a narcissist, but my situation, and this is what gives me the ick, gives me the like, all right, I don't want to deal with this, is when people, and it's just anybody in general, eat with their mouth open and then talk with their mouth full. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that gets me. The crunching thing, I'm working on that. I know that's that thing.
Yeah, but you've been doing well.
People have that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do well. I did well this weekend too. I just kind of focus on something else if it starts to, you know, get at me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's that eating with your mouth open and all that stuff and shoveling it in and just, yeah, that for some reason icks me out.
It's crazy. And once it happens, like you can't. Uh-huh. I just remember that it was funny when I read this study because I've been with Peter for so long and obviously like he doesn't give me the ick, but it made me remember dating and there'd be that moment when you were dating someone where they would do something and it would be like so innocuous. Like it would just be how they like licked their lips or how they cracked their knuckles or something. I don't even know. And all of a sudden you were like, oh my God, you are the most unsexy person. And I can't believe I ever kissed you.
And then it ends.
And then it does. You can start the timer on how long that relationship, like once you see that, I remember I was dating a guy and we were seriously dating. Mm-hmm. We went and saw a movie and he had to leave during the movie because he was getting motion sick.
Okay. Bye.
And I was like, it's over. Like,
I thought he was going to tell me he was doing the popcorn trick, but okay. Okay.
He like turned to me. He's like, I think I need to leave. And I was like, I don't think you need to come back.
Like, I think you need to leave
like the building and get in your car and leave this relationship. And we had to go out afterwards. We went out with friends because there was a group of us going to the movie. It was like a double date or a triple date.
Okay.
So I had to spend the rest of the night with this guy who couldn't make it through the movie because he was getting motion sickness. And I was like, the person, everyone's like, you're dating this guy? I'm like, not for long.
Oh,
he's Dead Man Walking.
This is like turning into
borrowed time.
Outside of things that, like, one thing that gets me, it's not ick. Now I'm just talking about things that I can't date.
Yeah.
Like people who are rude to waiters, waitresses, yes. Bartenders. Oh my God. That is an immediately end
yes.
thing for me. Don't like that. Also, yeah. Some people have these necks that are like, they got all these folds. I'm kidding.
Now you're just body shaming. That's not the ick. That's just like, you're disgusting.
I wonder what
your body's
ick is.
Made weird.
What do you think your ick is to someone else? That is a good question. What is somebody else's ick to you? We all have our own icks, but what do you think their icks are to you?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Obviously, like, I'm sure that there's something that I do where they're like, gross, sick, yeah. I'm never dating Molly ever again. Like, she did that one thing. Who knows? Like, what that's the thing, if you were ick? Self-aware enough. But keep in mind, it's so subjective. So it's hard to say what your ick, like what someone's ick of you would be, because it obviously doesn't ick you out.
No.
And so it's not anything that you give any second thoughts to.
What about somebody who hasn't showered in a couple days?
That's not bad.
Okay. All right. Because that's me right now, because I've been busy all weekend.
Bad.
But okay. A couple days, I should say. Yeah, today would be two. Yeah.
I remember it used to drive my dad crazy. When I was like in a kid and I would bite my nails and he was just like, gross.
Okay.
Like that was like his thing. So I would think, I don't do it anymore, but I think like nail biting would probably be something, because people are like, get your dirty paws out of your mouth.
I know. You never know what's on them. Or
right. Like, exactly. You know, especially underneath your nails, you're like, okay, all right. Ugh. So maybe
how about
that
people that lick their lips? How about lick lippers? Because I used to be that person growing up as a child. It's funny how sometimes your parents can change these habits like overnight. I used to lick my lips so much that I have a giant sore all the way around. You know what I mean? We've all seen it. My mother used to say to me, if you don't stop licking your lips, I'm going to rub cat poop around your lips. Quit.
So fast. Very motivational. I think your mom should have written a book.
I agree with you.
How to get my kid to stop sucking his thumb and licking his lips. Cat poop.
Cat poop. Works 100% of the time, every time. Yeah. So, I don't know what my ick is. I'm sure I have something. Obviously, Wylene. Wylene haven't found it. But
well, that's the thing, is that like we're with people that we've been vetted, you know, like we're married with our forever people. And so whatever ick we have, either they've made peace with that or they never had an issue to begin with.
All right. So one time I was walking, I got out of the car and we're walking into a store. Wylene and I were doing it, which, by the way, we used to race. I'm going to have to bring that back. We used to run to the store and see if you can get there faster.
She won every time.
No, stop. She almost did. Yeah. She's little too. So
she's
every
tiny.
Two runs to her run. To whatever strides is one of mine, and I can find myself.
She's like a.
So I'm
going
to bring that back. But anyway, I spit, and she said, "Why did you do that?" And we've been together for total like 10 years, I think it is. And I said, I don't know why I did that. And then she said, "I've never seen you do that ever," and I was like, "Ew, there's that ick." Mm-hmm. That must be the thing. And so I've never spit again.
That
basically people,
I don't know
I'm
why
a
guys
kept
do
man.
That.
Yes.
I don't know why guys do that. There was a guy walking into the store the other day. It's funny that you say that. And there's something about walking into the grocery store that's when you usually see a man spit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what is this about walking into the grocery store that.
And spitting.
Spitting.
I don't know.
It's so gross. It's like one of those disgusting things where it's so unnecessary.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I understand spit takes where like you drank something, you're like, oh, that was terrible. Like,
now, what about this? What if you're on a date or just guy you're interested in, whatever the case is, you're eating dinner and stuff like that, And he goes, excuse me, one second. Or maybe he doesn't even say that. And he grabs a handkerchief out of his pocket, and then he just blows his nose so bad and so loud, it almost causes a scene. Does that do anything for you?
I mean,
because that happens to me.
It doesn't do anything for me.
In a bad way.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Me too. All right. So there's my other ick too. And I don't do that. So I guess I'm saying I don't have a whole lot of icks that I can recall in my life. So I'm sure I do. I'm sure I have some scent that would be ick to some people. You know, I don't know.
It's so personal.
So I don't know.
I mean, yes, it's such a personal thing. And it mm-hmm. is, I mean, this is the crazy thing about it.
Yeah.
It comes out of nowhere. You're having a perfectly normal relationship. You're having a perfectly lovely time. Everything mm-hmm. about this human is just fantastic. You love spending time with them. And then it's a moment. It's like a snapshot. And then it is ruined.
Yeah.
Like it is just absolutely like there's ruined. No, it's like snap. And immediately you're like, I don't even know if I can finish this date. Like I get like that, like where I'm like, I think I need to leave right now.
Isn't that amazing how that works? It really is. You're so right. You can be with someone for a while.
Yes.
And then it just takes that one moment of like, you gross me the hell out mm-hmm. or something, you know, which I'm sure I've done to some people. I don't know. It's never been told.
It's a two-way street. I mean, I'm saying this totally. Like as if I'm some sort of like date angel where I'm like, everyone who dated me loved the experience. They were so sad when it was over.
Yeah.
When I broke up with them for whatever ick reason.
The ick reason. What is the ick reason? If you guys have some icks you want to share, drop us a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can text us or call us. Leave a message at 402-915-0962.
I would think like a guy adjusting himself all the time.
Oh, what about this?
I got like one. Little boys, like they're adjusting. I'm like, what do you got what going if, on down there?
You know how some guys... Or, you know, men or whatever, they'll put their hands in their pocket,
uh-huh.
right? And then, have you ever noticed? I'm sure you have.
Stuff around, like they're moving
stuff around with their hands in their pocket. I just want to say, any dude that's listening, everyone knows what you're doing. And it's not some slick move of, let me put my hands in my pockets and I'll just pocket move pool? My junk around.
Isn't pocket that what pool, it's called, pocket pool?
Playing pocket pool. I'm like, everyone knows. And also when you're standing there and trying to adjust and spread your legs from them sticking to your legs, we all know. Go somewhere else.
So I think that is definitely one where I'm like, all right. You don't need to be. Go to the bathroom. Step away from the party. If it's really that bothersome, like you probably need to like unzip, reestablish some balance in that pant.
Pocket pool. Everyone knows.
You're not fooling
anyone.
There's
a new shirt right there.
Yeah, here, put my hand in my pocket. We're like, we know what you're doing. Ew. Nobody wants to think about your dangly bits.
Yeah, it was right.
It's a picnic.
Yeah. It's a picnic. And I don't want to be invited to it because it makes everyone in the room watching you. Because trust me, people are paying attention. Yes. If they don't look at you and they're looking off, then they've seen it already. A pocket pool. Women don't do that.
No. You see women at parties like, I gotta move some stuff around. I got this whole package up here. And
no one would complain, though. So.
No. Oh. I'll tell you when that happens. You go to the bathroom and you're like, I gotta readjust this.
Yes, see, there you go.
That's a bathroom trip. You go with your girlfriend and you're like, are they straight now? Like, was one higher than the other? Like, you kind of get that look. It depends on the shirt.
What would that be even called? We got pocket pool, and a female version of pocket pool would be something more civilized, I'm sure.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I mean, it's like,
because you aren't like us.
Especially like strapless dresses, you'll see girls all night long, like pulling them up like this, like always like readjusting. And that's tough because otherwise you'd be going to the bathroom like every 5 minutes because that one's like always moving around.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're wearing an outfit where you really got to get the girls up there, like, oh.
And they're girls, right? You don't ever refer to those as the boys. You should try that.
I got to get the boys wrangled. Everyone's
you
like,
should
that's
try that
weird.
At your next dinner thing with your girls.
The boys go are ahead. Giving me a run for my money tonight.
I dare you, please.
Book club over.